This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
On today's program, I'm talking with Pastor Billy Crone, and he has written a book on artificial intelligence and how that relates to the days that we're living in and the end times. I'm Jimmy Evans. Welcome to the Tipping Point Show. Welcome to today's program. I am so delighted to have with me Pastor Billy Crone. He's the pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. He has authored 50 books, many of those on the end times, wonderful books. He's a speaker and author. He goes all over the world, churches and conferences. They also do documentaries. In addition to writing his books, he is a producer of documentaries, many of those, again, on the end times. But he's written this book, The Final Countdown, Tribulation Rising, The AI Invasion. That's what we're talking about today. Billy, thank you for joining me.
Hey, thank you for having me again.
Now, we talked on the last program, we talked about hybrids and super soldiers and the coming apocalypse, genetic apocalypse. Now, this is kind of the same type of an issue. Mm-hmm. I remember Stephen Hawking, the brilliant astrophysicist, before he died, he said AI will destroy humanity. Mm-hmm. And I remember when he said that, and I can't remember how many years ago that was, maybe 10 years ago. I remember when he said that, I just thought, well, you know, they'll destroy humanity. Then you think about, you know, Terminator, mm-hmm. Judgment Day, you know, when the awakening comes and the artificial intelligence all of a sudden awakens. And I think it was Elon Musk said that the AI will develop thousands of times faster than we can. Mm-hmm. And once it begins to learn, it'll be impossible for us to keep up with. So how does this, is this in the Bible? How does this relate to the end times?
Well, I think two primary passages. One's Daniel chapter 12. And Daniel talks about how do you know you're in the end times, right? The end of days, he mentions there. And he says there, it's a global context that people are going to be traveling to and fro, and then their knowledge will increase. Right. Certainly, can we travel to and fro like never before on the planet? Yeah, yeah, I didn't get here by horseback, by the way, in case you're wondering. And we take it for granted. People can travel to and fro, whatever. Now they're talking about going to the moon, to the Mars, all that stuff. So that's there. But the other one, knowledge increase. In the Hebrew, the rabba literally means to multiply. And do we see a multiplication of knowledge, dare I say, spiraling out of control, leading towards a negative term, end of time, end time. Yes. In fact, you mentioned these secularists, they have a term for it. Now, they don't use our biblical term, right. End of time, time of the end, as Daniel puts it. They call it singularity. And this right. is their own term. And singularity basically is when AI spirals out of control, because here's the process. They say it's going to happen. Right. They used to say 2045. Now they're down to 2030. And I've heard even earlier than that, because the technology is growing so fast, right. exponentially. Right. But they say this is at the point where artificial intelligence finally reaches the intelligence of a human, which it's already here. Then they say, well, that version decides to do an upgrade on that version. Well, then that upgraded version does another upgrade on its version, and it begins to spiral out of control, upon which singularity arrives, where machines, AI, take over the world. That's what they say is going to happen. They don't call it end of times. God does. They just give it another term, singularity. But it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Knowledge, I think, is very easily demonstrated that it has increased on a massive scale. Certainly, Daniel, you, when he's writing this down, that's a 2,600-year-old prophecy, right?
Yeah.
No such thing as the internet or cell phone or all this other. I mean, we didn't even have the invention of the Gutenberg press.
Right.
Until several centuries ago. But look at us today. We got more information than we know what we're doing. And is it, in fact, rabba multiplying out of control? That's why you see terms in the newspaper. Knowledge doubling curve, knowledge tsunami, things it's yeah. getting out of control. The average single newspaper today has more knowledge in it than the person living in the 17th century would come across their entire lifetime. Right. And we just lined that with a birdcage. But right. then that's just one newspaper. Now we got what? With the internet, we got thousands of newspapers yeah. every day at our fingertips. We take it for granted. In fact, just to speed up, no pun intended, the knowledge, information, proof of that, our watches today have more intelligence yeah. than the original lunar lander.
Yeah.
And we don't even think twice about it. But IBM just came out recently, and this is their own chart, and we, of course, show it. But they said it used to take every 100 years, one full century, for man's knowledge base to double. It's growing so fast now, IBM just admitted that it is man's whole knowledge base is doubling every 11 to 12 hours.
Holy cow.
It is spiraling out of control. And the secularists who are warning about this event called singularity that God calls end of times, Daniel 12, they are saying, and people have no idea how fast it is coming. Yeah. But to me, that's AI. That's the rise of AI. And that's what it's doing. And AI is not coming.
Yeah.
It's already here in a multitude of forms. It's taking over the planet. That's why we call it the AI invasion.
Yeah.
It's invading every sector of society. And boy, here's the other text. That's Daniel 12, Revelation 13. Go back to Revelation 13. All right, wait a second there. It's a global context. It says the Antichrist and the false prophet, they're literally going to be micromanaging the planet. And it's like, and they're going to control certainly the buying and selling. So they got to control all the economies. But wait a second. How do you control not just all the global economies, but it's down to the individual level? They get this mark, and then because of that mark, they can gain access to this selling. So that means you have to be able to control the whole global economic system, a cashless society. You have to literally have every person tied into that system that's tied into every transaction yeah. anywhere in the world, any product, any how do you do that? Well, the infrastructure we already have,
yes.
the cashless society, the satellite technology, our global economies are already we're used to that. But wait a second, you can't hire enough humans for that. You really think people are going to be back there, hey, yeah. Earl in Tunisia is trying to, he didn't take the mark, he's not going to, no. You need something superhuman to run that global back-end system to control all the buying and selling. Guess what? AI's here.
Yeah.
AI can do it. And AI, that's just one of the ways it's being invaded. It's already taking over the economy just in time for the Antichrist and the false prophet to do their dirty deeds and micromanage the planet. And that's just the economy. It says there's going to be this image, Revelation 13.
Right.
And if you don't worship this image, it says you're going to die. Well, let's think about that. How are you going to know? Can you give an order today? Yeah, satellite technology, communications, you can make an announcement anywhere you want on the world. Again, we take that for granted. But how are you going to know when you give that order if somebody did or didn't obey? Well, that's Big Brother technology,
yeah.
right? And these guys, the same guys, they're birthing what's called the IoT, the Internet of Things. And the Internet of Things is basically, thanks to the 5G upgrade, which now gives them the computer speeds with satellite technology, that they are tying in everything on the planet. Everything's going to have a microchip. Every person, every pet, every tree, every product, every building, every car, the whole system. And they will tie it together in this matrix system, right? And including the Big Brother technology, all the cameras that are out in the streets, in the buildings, in the restaurants, in the gas stations, in your own home,
yep.
with all of these devices like Alexa and the Nest system and all That's these
my,
things.
My wife won't let those in the house.
And she's smart for that. You should take her out to eat for that.
Yeah.
But guess what? Then all these things could be tapped into, including the cell phone, which
Absolutely.
To me is the biggest Big Brother device ever invented in the yeah. history of mankind. And yeah. we pay for it, by the way. Because everybody's got to have one.
Yeah.
But these things can not only watch you, they listen to you, we document all this. But here's my point. So all that technology is unleashed on the planet. It's already here. Order goes out. You better worship the Antichrist. If you don't, you'll get shut out. You know, you got to take this mark. And well, I'm not going to do that. How's he going to know? And again, you can't hire enough people to tap into all these systems.
Yeah.
But AI can.
Yeah.
And they will know instantaneously through conversations, through videos, both. Exactly what you're doing, whether or not you obey. And that's not just a crazy extrapolation, like, well, maybe in 50 years, that technology already exists.
Yes, it does.
And I've said this before, and this I don't think it's an obtuse statement when you understand the technology. I've been saying for the last year, I believe that the emergence of AI that's already here is just as big as a prophecy watershed moment as when Israel became a nation in 1948. And you're like, what? Well, first of all, why do we think that Israel becoming a nation is such a big sign? Well, because Israel is one of the major players in the seven-year tribulation.
Sure.
So you can't have a seven-year tribulation until Israel's back on the scene. Well, they've been off the scene for a long time. Well, now they're back.
Yeah.
That's why that was such a big watershed moment. Like, oh, now we have the audience and the characters needed for Israel's back in the land. Same thing with AI. You can't pull off Revelation 13 and what I just described with the Antichrist and false prophet, the micromanaging the planet, the micromanaging the economies, because you can't hire enough humans. You need to have something superhuman come along to control this global matrix you're building as Revelation 13 describes. Well, guess what? It's here, and AI not only has the capability, but it's already being put in the background. Again, the invasion to control the very thing that's going to happen in the seven-year tribulation.
So what's happening today? I totally agree with that. It's such a dangerous... When you put fallen mankind in control of other people with that much power, it's a dangerous thing, and we know where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Revelation 13. The average person out there, the average believer that's watching this program right now, how does this affect them today, and what should we do in the face of any of the AI that we're, you talk about AI being the new electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how should we reject it? What should we be careful of related to AI?
Well, I think number one, as Christians, I think we need to realize that this is a sign from God, just like all the other Bible prophecy topics.
Yeah.
You need to translate it for what it is. I say all the time, this isn't meant to scare you. It's not a time to be fearful. It's a time to be faithful.
Right.
God tells us these things in advance so that he doesn't tell us the exact day nor the hour of the rapture, but he does tell us when it's getting close.
Right.
So this is a sign it's getting close, because I believe the ultimate fulfillment of this is going to transpire in the seven-year tribulation. But we as Christians leave prior to the seven-year tribulation. Right. So I'm not afraid. If anything, I should get more excited, going like, okay, I don't know exactly when, but man, it's got to be getting close.
Yeah.
All the chess pieces are played. So number one, that's how we need to translate that. Because number one, you're not going to stop AI.
Yeah.
It's already here. It's already being built as the panacea, controlling the back end of global systems all over the planet. So number one. Number one, translate that into excitement and obedience as the bride of Christ, and get the gospel out to as many as you can. That's why we're still here.
Yeah.
So let's be that faithful bride. Number two, from a practical point, I would say you need to exercise some wisdom. And if you don't want every conversation, everything that you do, then like your wife,
yeah,
you probably should stay away from this technology that literally... not can be, but is being tapped into to monitor your every conversation, every move. So I think those are some of the practical steps that we need to take. Again, not out of fear. That's just common sense. I don't want people, you know, and I'm not joking. Some of us prophecy teachers, we joke about, okay, if we want to start talking about some sensitive stuff, and we're like at a hotel or a conference or whatever, we'll literally take our phones and shove them down in under the couch.
Yeah.
Not because we're wearing a tinfoil hat, because you know,
sure,
it's being monitored. So sure, there are some practical things that you could do with that. But again, to me, the third thing is, even the non-Christian is fascinated with AI, because it's the buzzword today. AI, yeah. Ooh, cool, AI, look at it. And see, that's how they're pitching it. It's going to give us this ultimate convenience, and it'll run your finances, it'll run your education, it'll run all of agriculture and the military and even your religion. That's a whole other aspect. It'll run the police force, and it'll make your life so simpler. It'll be the greatest servant. We'll have AI robots that have a babysitter and watch the elderly folks and take care of this and that and all this. It's going to be great. And so they're enamored with it for all the wrong reasons, but they're aware of it. But you and I now, as a Christian who know better,
yeah,
and can understand this, why this is important as a prophecy sign. If anything, God's serving up to us on a golden platter one of the easiest ways to witness to the lost.
Yeah.
We'll say, yeah, isn't that AI? That's fascinating, isn't it? But let me tell you something about that. Let me tell you why you need to be a little bit concerned about that. Let me tell you what the Bible says, not only predicted this would happen, but where it's headed.
Yeah.
Even the seculars admit it's leading towards end of time, singularity. And here's the good news. There's a way out.
Yeah.
His name is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And you need to get saved. So if anything, that should be our response as Christians.
That's really good. So Satan's original lie to Adam and Eve was, you can be like God.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that fruit and you can become like God. And it's still the lie that's being told today.
Yeah.
Now, in Genesis 11, when God came to the Tower of Babel and saw them trying to make a name for themselves, rejecting God, becoming their own God, He said, if I don't divide these people, nothing that they do will be impossible for them. We're created in the image of God. We're the bride of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Paul Bilheimer said, if God would have created us any higher, he would have breached the Godhead. So we are made in the image of Christ. We will spend eternity with him. And so we are very highly created. And that's my point. And God said, if I don't divide them, nothing will be impossible. So as time goes on, anything that man dreams of, ultimately, I believe that within reason, he'll be able to accomplish. But God will not allow him to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. The AI, God is not going to be replaced by AI. Mm-hmm. God is not going to be replaced by the Antichrist. And my point is this, when I wrote my book, Tipping Point, the reason I chose the title Tipping Point for this book is we're way past, you can't ever go back.
Yeah.
And so AI is here to stay. I believe exactly what you just said. It will be a part of the end time scenario. Mm-hmm. But when you read Revelation 13, where it talks about literally the rise of the Antichrist, Revelation 13 is the apex. He's in control. Everybody worships him. He's in control of the economy. Revelation 16 is where God comes and pours the bowl out and curses the kingdom of the Antichrist, and they gnaw their tongues because of the pain. But the interesting thing is their belly is they curse God. Mm-hmm. Rather than repent, now this is a tough group of people, tough as in unrepentant, is this is a group of people that are so sworn to the Antichrist and to following the Antichrist, even in the face of the most horrific judgments, Revelation 16, the bold judgments, they still will not repent. And so by that time, I don't know if they're augmented, like you were talking mm-hmm. about the chip.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're augmented. I don't know what's happened, but they're sold out. I mean, in the wrong sense, they're sold out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and it, that's just like Satan back with AI. Satan, you look at him, of course, the Antichrist is going to be his man on the planet at that time. Yeah. He'll have his day in the sun, so to speak. But God, you're right, comes and judges him. Obviously, God's God.
Yeah.
And you're not going to stop the reign of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior,
that's
coming
right.
back to the planet.
That's right.
And unfortunately, they learn the hard way. And those who get duped by the Antichrist of their own doing. But anyway, Satan, his fall, Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28, what was the reason for his fall? He wanted to be what?
That's right.
God.
Right.
Well, he's not. He's just a created being. He's an angel. He's a fallen angel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Powerful, but you're not, here's the point, you're not all powerful like God.
Right.
You're not all knowing like God, right? You're not everywhere present like God, right? Omnipotence, omnipresence, et cetera. So what does he do? He does what he always does, the counterfeit. And that's what the scripture talks about, the Antichrist, false prophet, on what? Counterfeit wonders and signs and miracles, right? They're not, you don't have power like God, but they give the illusion in the seven-year tribulation that you have, quote, God-like powers.
Right.
The Antichrist, even at one point, declares himself to be God, the middle point,
that's
the
right.
abomination of desolation.
Yeah.
You say, well, how can he do people to do that? You know? Well, again, AI gives that counterfeit impression that
right.
this guy has God-like powers. Again, how is he going to counterfeit the all-knowing omniscience of God? He can't do it in real. Well, you tie all this Big Brother, you know, technology and AI running that system, he'll almost like God know everybody's conversation, what they're thinking, what they're doing, where they're at, all that stuff. So it's a counterfeit. AI helps him to do that,
yeah.
to achieve this false godhood. Everywhere presence. He's not Satan, even to this day. He's got a lot of third of the angels, fallen angels with him. They can get around the planet, but they're not everywhere present like God. So how's he going to do that? AI. AI can see through all this stuff that's, you know, where people are at the same time,
yeah.
right? And on it goes. So AI fits that lie of the Antichrist being God, a counterfeit God-like powers in the seven-year tribulation.
We have, the AI is man-made, but we will, in the beauty of the rapture and the coming of Christ, is we will have the mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
See, we will have the infinite knowledge of God, but that knowledge won't just be human knowledge, it'll be divine knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And so the promise that the devil's making, or the promise the world is making right now, that you'll have this ultimate intelligence. And you talked about this in your book, that you talked about genetics, and that is there will come a point in time when you're 110 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if things go, things will not go that far, I don't believe, but if things were, if God allowed it to go to that point, that you're 110 years old and you go in for an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And they upgrade your body to where you're 30 or 20, however long. And every year you go in for an upgrade, they heal all your diseases, they give you the latest upgrade mm-hmm. that's available mentally, physically, and all that kind of stuff. This is where this is heading, and they're promising you can become like God.
Right.
You can be eternal, you can be omniscient, all of those kinds of things, but God would never allow that.
Right.
And that's the point for all the believers watching, when you hear about all this AI stuff, you know, technology is neutral. I don't think that technology is good or bad. And I would just make the argument, I don't think we're any better off because of the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're any better off because of cell phones. And you look at social media, we're way worse off because of social media. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the technology that has come with the promise of benefiting us has not benefited us at all.
Right.
And this is another example, but this has a very terminal effect,
right,
ultimately.